Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good, my friend. Today in episode 132, we're going to talk about white label. What is white label work and why you should consider it? And the easiest definition for white label that I can give is, I do the work, you get the credit.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's quite a common thing in the WordPress, you know, web development game where somebody will reach out and they don't have a skill set. They may have a project that is a little bit bigger than they can handle, so they'll subcontract out to another company. But they still want the credit in the client's eyes. They don't want the client seeing them as, you know, kind of less than.
Yeah, and you basically become an extension of the, you know, the client that hires you, of their company. And so, for example, I had a client that I was doing essentially white label development work for, and she was doing marketing type things where she was a client would hire her to do, you know, full scale marketing all across the board. One of the things was web design. And so she had a designer that she already liked. And so she had the designer do the PSD mockups and then had me develop the mockup into a website. And so I was doing white label work for her.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. We have a couple of white label clients that we do work for, and it's not something that we sought out to really get into white label work, because we have, I mean, we've just got a lot of work, period, that comes in from on the client side. So it's not something that we've ever sought out, but I had a company last year, and I won't name their name in case, you know, other people listen to it and it's just our agreement with them, you know, we won't mention that we do their work for them and stuff. So, but they reached out to us, you know, they were familiar with Divi, and which is, you know, a theme that Tim and I use pretty much exclusively when building WordPress websites. And they wanted a Divi company. And, you know, of that relationship that started in August of 2017, I think we've built five websites for them now. And, you know, all white label work. I jump on calls sometimes with their clients. I'm just a staff member of their company, basically, and I answer any of the technical questions that they, you know, can't answer. Now, they're not even in the web development game. They just had lots of clients that kept asking for web development work, and they do, like, you know, different things for their clients. So I'm not going to name that either, because I don't want to give it away. So,
yeah.
You know, and they found a web development partner in us, and it's worked out really good. We've enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. I would say the most obvious reason why you would want to consider doing white label work would be the steady source of income. You could have multiple companies sending you work, and for the most part, you don't have to deal with the client. A lot of, you know, being a web design company, a lot of time goes into managing the client and doing client meetings. And obviously the example David gave where he hops on the call and answers questions and stuff as, you know, a member of his client's team. But that's, you know, nothing compared to having to fully manage the client yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is one of the things that I have loved the most, is being removed from dealing with day-to-day client, you know, stuff. Because, you know, it's kind of a task, you know, it's a pain in the butt sometimes to get content and, you know, keep a project moving along when a client's dragging their feet. And when you don't really have to deal with it, all you have to do is they come to you and they're ready and they have everything ready to go and you do it and boom, you turn it over and it's done. It's been awesome. We just picked up our second white label client here recently, and, you know, weren't looking for it either. They reached out to us and requested it. So I'm really liking the white label stuff, I got to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only are you not managing, you know, the end user, the end client, and having to deal with all that, but your client, you know, the person that's outsourcing to you, you get in the rhythm of working with them after a few projects, and you kind of find that groove. And it, for my experience of the clients I've done white label work for, it's really enjoyable because they get to focus on what they do best, and you get to focus on what you do best. They're doing the hard part of managing the client, and then you just have this, you know, good relationship where they're, you know, getting updates and everything. And typically, from my experience, they tend to be more technical. So it's not like dealing with, you know, the end user where, you know, it's a small business owner of a mom and pop shop and, you know, they don't know anything about websites or marketing or web development, whatever. Typically, the white label partners I've had, they're a lot more savvy. And so they get it. They know what you can do and, you know, what's going to cost more and everything. And so you, it's just been an enjoyable experience from when I've done it.
Yeah. And one of the things that, you know, the benefits of it, you know, obviously we said they're a pipeline feeding you work, and you're not having to deal with the client, but there's also the aspect of you're not having to close the sales. You're not having to, you know, hunt and find new clients. If you don't have a good referral pipeline coming in where it's a steady feed of referral business, you're probably out there beating the pavement trying to find new clients, and you're not having to do that. So that's huge. So really enjoy white label. Think it's an advantage for, you know, for companies and stuff. I like it so far. Yeah. So yeah. I don't know what to say other than that.
Definitely. Well, I'm going to ask a question, David, and I think will be valuable for our listeners. When you're doing white label work, do you charge less, more, or the same than you would if you were doing work for the end client?
I charge the same. I charge the same as if I was doing it for an end client. The deal that I have with, you know, whenever I meet with our clients and stuff is they mark theirs up. You know, 30% right. Or whatever it is that they're marking it up. I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me.
Right.
These are our rates. This is what we charge. And I don't do it any differently than a normal client. Yeah. Now, you know, I will say this, though. I haven't been put in a position to where I've had to make that decision yet. If I had to make that decision, if somebody was going to refer a lot of business to me, I may consider lessening my rates because of the fact that, you know, it's a steady pipeline of work and I just don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about hunting down customers, finding clients, doing all that stuff.
Right. If it was a signed contract type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, if somebody's sending me $100,000 in business a year, you know, okay, well, you know, I might not 5-10% off of it, you know, so that they can increase their profit and keep them happy, make them want to stay with me and not reach out to other white label elements and stuff. So that's just my opinion.
Yeah. And I've seen the argument go both ways where for me, I do the same. I do my rates, my rate, you know, whether you're an end client or, you know, you're outsourcing to me. But I've seen people say, well, you know, for other, you know, professionals, you know, they're outsourcing to me, I'm going to give them a little bit of a discount because I'm not having to manage the client. And that makes sense. And I get that. But on the flip side, if you're doing a white label, you don't get the credit. You don't have that project to put on your portfolio to show and to other potential clients, you know, to use for marketing and everything.
Yeah.
And so you're missing out on that. So that's why I see, for me, it kind of balances itself out. Like, yes, I'm not having to manage the client, and so it's easier, but I don't get to use it for marketing purposes, showing in my portfolio. So that's why for me, I charge the same.
Yeah, I think it depends on where you're at in your business. You know, I truthfully do. I think for me, you know, and at least us and where we're at in our business, we don't really need it in our portfolio. You know, we're well enough established and well known enough to where we've got a ton of stuff out there, both on the product side and the, so I kind of feel like it depends on where you're at. If you're a new web designer and you're a new developer and you're really, really good, then yes, I can see the argument for, you know, not having the portfolio and maybe wanting to charge a little bit more. So,
right. Yeah.
I think it's case by case, probably in my opinion. I think that's about it for me, Tim. What about you?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think one last thing I will say is, I guess one thing to be aware of is, you know, see what the agreement is, you know, find out up front if it's true white label where you can't, you know, get any credit, no one can know that you're doing it. Or some cases it's like kind of an in between where it's not necessarily full white label it's just someone that's outsourcing to you, but they don't mind if you put it on your portfolio, you know, take some of the credit, whatever. And so I would say just, you know, be aware of that. Because I had a client where, you know, he employed, you know, several designers and project managers, but didn't have any developers. And so he outsourced work to me and to a couple other developers, but he didn't care if I put it on my portfolio. And obviously he didn't want my signature at the bottom of the website. But yeah, I would say just, you know, talk about those things with the potential white label partner, because it might not be 100% true white label where you can't take credit.
Right. Yeah. Good points. Absolutely great points. Is that it? We good?
That's everything. Yeah, definitely.
Boom. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out the show notes for episode 132. What is white label work and why you should consider it? And remember to like, subscribe, and review our podcast wherever you listen to us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.